It'll become harder to buy low doses of the painkiller codeine from this week. The drug will no longer be available on pharmacy shelves. Instead, you'll need a prescription from your doctor. The move is not universally supported, and there are concerns it will do nothing to address the high rate of opioid prescription in rural GP clinics. Charlotte King reports.
There's actually a screen.
Dr. Dale Ford practices as a GP at a clinic in Hamilton in rural Western Victoria. For some time, he's been grappling with how to best help patients with chronic pain.
We were commonly seeing people who had rather complex pain issues, where they'd probably seen one or two specialists. A diagnosis had been made, but no particular plan on how their pain and their life generally was going to be managed. I found myself in a position where it looked as though overprescribing was the only answer.
Data from the Australian Commission on Safety and Quality in Healthcare reveals he wasn't alone. GPs in parts of rural Victoria prescribe three times the amount of opioids than their counterparts in metropolitan municipalities.
It would appear on the data alone that there is a higher number of prescriptions and there is a higher dose per head of population in the rural areas.
Dr. Malcolm Hogg is the head of pain services at the Royal Melbourne Hospital.
Isolated general practitioners may not have access to interventions or physiotherapists or psychologists, and so they have a greater reliance on medications to manage pain.
Janine Hoof trained as a nurse with the Royal Melbourne specialist. When she moved to Hamilton, local GP Dale Ford sought to maximise on her experience and set up a telehealth pain service.
Our relationship, he trained me, so our relationship is well established and that works well for telehealth. So I assess the patient initially. They see the consultant via telehealth and then Malcolm normally writes quite a comprehensive letter back to the GP. We coordinate that care.
The pain nurse says patients are often highly medicated when they arrive.
Like they might start on a little dose, but people get tolerant to opioids, so they end up on a, 400 milligrams a day equivalent of morphine. Yeah, they're big doses.
Codeine bought over the counter ranges from 8 to 12 milligrams per tablet. Malcolm Hogg says almost 50% of his telehealth patients reduce their medications as a result of their treatment.
Others will show stabilisation of their medication. Very few increase their medication.
Here in Hamilton, staff see four chronic pain patients each month, and there's no wait list. In neighbouring centres like Geelong and Ballarat, patients can wait between 18 months and 2 years to access a specialist pain program.
We're managing it currently in pockets, and once people have developed severe disabled chronic pain, we're not re-engaging them back into society. We're letting them stay disabled, high doses of medications. The patient suffers and the society suffers.
From Thursday, patients who are used to buying low doses of codeine over the counter will need a prescription from their GP. Malcolm Hogg says there's a risk regional GPs will simply transfer those patients onto prescription codeine rather than providing a more comprehensive assessment.
We need to recognise that persistent pain has a significant impact on social functioning. There would be great benefits to the society if we better manage that.
Royal Melbourne Hospital pain specialist and Pain Australia board member Dr. Malcolm Hogg ending that report from Charlotte King.